This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, warm weather and limited rain assisted farmers in early wheat harvest last week, and that's according to this week's Illinois State Crop Report. Precip for the state averaged just under 0.2 inches, and that was about 0.7 inches below normal. Topsoil moisture supply rated 3% very short, 38% short, 56% adequate, and 3% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 1% very short, 18% short, 77% adequate, and 4% surplus. Corn emerged was at 96% compared with 97% for the 5-year average, and corn condition rated 3% very poor, 11% poor, 28% fair, 50% good, and 8% excellent. Soybean planting was 93% complete compared with the 5-year average of 88%, and soybeans emerged were at 78%. Soybean condition rated 2% very poor, 9% poor, 23% fair, 57% good, and 9% excellent. Winter wheat harvest was already 24% complete compared to the 5-year average of 11%, and winter wheat condition rated 8% very poor, 7% poor, 21% fair, 47% good, and 17% excellent. Well, that wheat harvest will be in full swing by the end of this week, but most farmers in this area are still waiting for fields to dry down. This morning, we have a special report from Mark Schleusner on wheat yield estimates and harvested acres for Illinois and across the country.
This is Mark Schleusner, state statistician for Illinois with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. On June 9, NAS released the June Crop Production Report. Here are some highlights for Illinois and the U.S. For winter wheat in Illinois, NAS forecast the 2017 wheat yield to be 73 bushels per acre. That is unchanged from 1 month ago and down 1 bushel from last year's record high yield of 74. Harvested acres are estimated at 450,000, which would be the second lowest harvested acres on record in Illinois. Total production of wheat in Illinois is projected to be 32.9 million bushels. For winter wheat at the U.S. level, the average yield is forecast at 48.9 bushels per acre, up slightly from last month and down more than 6 bushels from last year. Area for harvest is projected to be 25.6 million acres, down 15% from last year, and the total production of winter wheat in the U.S. is forecast at 1.25 billion bushels. I would like to thank all of the farmers and ranchers that responded to our June Agricultural Yield Survey. Your individual reports are always confidential by law, but they contribute to the state totals, which are important to the agricultural community. Your assistance is greatly appreciated. This has been Mark Schleusner with the Heartland Region, Illinois Field Office of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
And thanks again, Mark, for that report. Well, as I mentioned already, wheat harvest will be in full swing by the end of this week. And for Steve Plocker in Madison County, it's the earliest he's ever cut wheat on his farm. Steve said moisture levels were a little high over the weekend, so they're just waiting for the right moment to start harvesting.
Well, the wheat, I think I was a little pessimistic there the end of March, but really right now it really looks really good. We started trying to cut on Saturday, and unfortunately it was still around 20%, which fooled me. I thought it was much drier, so we tried again yesterday, and it only dried a point or two yesterday, so I guess we'll try it again today. But a lot of people are going in the area, and a lot of it is coming in dry, but ours, unfortunately, we had full treatment of fungicide and everything else, so I guess the plant stayed a little healthier, and it's staying green, so... But yield-wise, it looks like it's running that 80, 90 bushel an acre from what I can tell so far, but very limited cutting, so I don't know how accurate that really is. So.
And relatively early this year for it to be coming out of the field compared to other years?
Definitely. I'd say this is probably the earliest we have ever attempted to cut wheat. I know there's been a few years in the past where it's been the middle of June, but here to be cutting by the 10th of June is basically unheard of, but then the spring we had was unheard of too, so I guess it all goes hand in hand.
How many acres do you have that are planted in wheat right now? And then will you make any straw out of what you do cut?
Yeah, we've got about 150 acres of wheat this year, and we will bale some limited straw, not a whole lot. We don't need a whole lot this year, so most of it will be chopped back on the field, and then we'll follow up with double crop beans right away.
Well, sounds good. Sounds like you're just playing the waiting game, waiting for that to dry out. Steve, how do your other crops look? Corn and beans looking okay? How'd that go for you this spring?
Well, unfortunately, we had to replant almost all of our corn, about 90% of it. So the early corn that did survive really looks super good right now. And the later stuff is coming along real well. A nice shower of rain would certainly help. The beans we planted, and they were all in a no-till situation. They all came up pretty good, but they could sure use a good drink of rain here, hopefully, the middle of this week, and would help give them a boost.
All right, Steve, sounds good. We've pretty much covered all the crops. The only thing I haven't asked you about is your hay, so I assume you've gotten at least a couple cuttings off of those acres already this year?
Right. We finished up second cutting alfalfa last week with some really premium stuff that came off the fields then. But that, too, the hay fields, they're just staying brown now. We need a good shower of rain to get them a boost to get third crop growing, but the pastures, the cattle have got those eight down pretty well, too. So here again, all spring we waited for the rain to go away, and now we'd wish to get a good inch of rain. It would certainly help things green up a little bit around here.
So as a recap and summary of what we've talked about, what are your plans going forward this week?
We'll keep trying wheat as long as until it finally goes, and we'll get the wheat cut and then bale a little straw and put our beans in the ground and hopefully watch it rain after that.
Steve Plocker of Madison County. Well, it's a busy week for Illinois agriculture. County fairs, wheat harvest, and the state FFA convention are all happening this week. The convention runs Tuesday through Thursday at the Prairie Capital Convention Center in Springfield, and Executive Director of the Illinois FFA, Mindy Bonzelmeyer, says they're off to a great start.
Things are going really well. We're very excited about our 89th annual Illinois FFA State Convention. We're just thrilled to have FFA members from all around the state converging on the city of Springfield for our 3 days of our state convention.
So how many state FFA conventions does this make for you working with the association?
As executive secretary, this will be my third state convention, and I've been with the FFA Center since 2013, so I can't remember. I'm losing count, Katie. That's a bad sign.
Well, I know you've got a lot of experience, and FFA is so important to you, so it's great to see you here another year. Anything new this year that we can talk about or that students should be looking forward to or you'd like to tell our listeners?
Well, I think one of the most exciting things is just that we always, as we have traditionally for the 88 years prior to this one, is we're celebrating our state winners. So we recognize our state-winning FFA chapter. We're recognizing our State Proficiency Award winners. We're recognizing our FFA chapters that win the state career development events and the number one individuals in those events. So as always, as tradition stands, we're very excited to celebrate all of those successes. Something new that we're adding this year is we did add the Green Hand Quiz Bowl, which will be on Wednesday of this week. And so we're asking all those freshman FFA members who have been trained on the Green Hand Quiz Bowl to participate in that. And we have about 20 chapters who are participating in that event. Of course, as you know, from today, we added the Agriculture Communications Summit to today to lead us into convention, and we had about just under 200 FFA members at the AgCom Summit. So very exciting pieces. We also have some leadership development events taking place here at convention. We have public speaking, parliamentary procedure, ag issues, job interview, and ag communications leadership developments, all events all taking place here Monday and Tuesday of leading into convention. So lots of great things going on this year.
Well, it is a very busy 3 days, and it's exciting because I talk with chapters throughout the school year or try to catch up with them, and they've always got something going on, and this is the week of the year that they get to be rewarded, and
chapters from all over Illinois come together in Springfield. Yes, it's really an exciting time. And I think one of the crown jewels, of course, is when we pass out the state FFA degree to all of those FFA members who have earned their state FFA degree. But then we also recognize our stars over Illinois. And so we recognize our star in agriculture science, our star in agriculture placement and ag business, and then our star farmer of Illinois. And those are four very coveted awards by recipients of the state degree. So that is a really wonderful ceremony that we'll have Wednesday night. And then, of course, the big kingpin is when we elect our new officers. Thursday morning, we will have the election of our new major state officer team, and those five individuals' lives will be changed forever Thursday morning. And so the amount of excitement, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. It's a pretty amazing event, and I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Well, we wish you the best of luck this week. I guess the final question is, how is membership and enrollment this year? How are numbers?
Numbers are right at the same. We're really at a plateau point, about 17,500 in that mid 1,700 point. We'd love to break the 18,000 mark here in a couple years, but we've been at that mark for the last two or three years. Same way with ag education enrollment. Convention attendance is up. We have pre-registered about 4,600 members and guests pre-registered, and usually we'll pick up another 500 to 1,000 at on-site registration. So we're looking to possibly definitely break 5,000, possibly break 5,500.
Mindy Bunzelmeyer of the Illinois FFA Center in Springfield. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.